Father. Rescue.
Well, it's 11 o'clock, and we don't have Belinda here yet. I'm finding that most surprising. Maybe we should check her Facebook page. But I guess we'll go with one more tune here, in case she's just a little bit late, and we'll give you some Bonzo Dog Band with a seasonable tune called Quiet Talks and Summer Walks here on your Freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford.
Now at 11:04, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:06, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, all right, definitely now, plus a few extra minutes, hours of radio. I don't even know what I said. This is what happens when I'm running late. It's two plus of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, even in a frenzy. Well, especially in a frenzy right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, let's call it an hour and 20 minutes. Just about the midnight 30 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. It's really nice being caught up on all that. I really enjoy it because I know the season where we're going to fall behind is right around the corner. You can feel it in the air here in the Boston, greater Boston community. We'll have a couple weeks coming up. Special guest surprises in the works. You just don't know what you're going to get here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. At least that's what we're going for here. In the most predictable yet silly way possible. Had a brief caucus today with your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., and he said to me that all he wanted for me to do tonight was to entertain him. So once again, it is an episode where we attempt to entertain Freddie as if we didn't do that every single week anyway. But let's go ahead and get it going because, you know, he gets impatient. Very, very impatient. Because all he really wants to do is have a party on Saturday night with his good friends. That's you, the listener, and me here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, let's have a party!
Let's get in the mood, a real groovy mood. Let's have a party. Let's get in the mood, a real groovy mood. Let's have a party. Sad and blue, you know tomorrow wasn't promised to you. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Don't sit around and get old and gray. Put your clothes on, baby. Let's go out and play. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. You don't live but once, and baby, that's all. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
that's what she wants to hear. Goofy music, because I'm a goofy guy, my dear. I'm a little crazy, a little bit of belly, singing this goofy song. I play goofy music all night long. Oh yeah.
Our kids between our two lawyers.
Oh, wow, you got Solomon and Solomon, huh?
Yeah,
they divided our kid too.
That's hot.
Really?
For sure.
Whatever.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay, watch out, guys. Hot stuff behind you. Look at this, huh? I ought to be in porno. That's where the money is.
Let me in. Here, smoke this. I'll hold it. Your hands are
grass is for hippies.
Hey, you know, me and the girlfriend, we really got to move to a bigger house. But the bank wants it down in coke.
Oh. Money, man, it's tough. I had to pay my dentist bill with my gold fillings.
Go for it.
For sure.
Whatever.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
What?
When I put the towel over my face like this, what do I look like?
Gary Gilmore.
No, one of the hostages.
Oh, that's heavy.
Yeah, who isn't?
Yeah, for sure.
Who isn't heavy?
No, who isn't a hostage?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
Hey.
What?
Ugh, is this a hair? Hair in the hot tub? Oh, gross. Man.
Gross out.
Gross out, man.
No, man, that's... Here, do man. That's the Siamese seaweed soap, man.
Oh.
Hey. Long hair is
what?
Short hair.
What?
Hair is dead, huh?
Yeah, right. Go for it, Baldy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Baldy.
Hey,
wow.
Hey, didn't you guys think that maybe this hot tub's too hot?
Oh, ask Pam Jurgensen, man. It's her hot tub. Give me that.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, where is Pam Jurgensen? Pam, honey.
She's around.
Hey, look there, down there in the Siamese seaweed.
Oh, wow. Poached. That's hot.
Really?
For sure.
Whatever.
Smackers and nervous indigestion. Rich fellas, eating milk and crackers, I ask you one question. Are you having any fun? What you getting out of living? Who cares for what you've got if you're not having any fun? Are you having any laugh? Are you getting any loving? If other people do, why can't you have a little fun? After the honey's in the comb, all the bees go out and play. Even the old gray mare down home has got to have, hey, 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 better have a little fun. You ain't gonna live forever, so while you're young and gay, still okay, have a little fun. Why should you work and save and save? Life is full of ifs and buts. Even the squirrels save and save. And what have they got? That's better, have a little fun. You ain't gonna live forever, so while you're young and gay, still okay, have a little fun, son. Take it on the run, son. Get yourself some fun, son. Do it all for one, son. Imitate your mom, son. And have a little fun.
I've got something to shout about. To talk about my baby's coming home, and that's what's knocking me out. She makes a lot of love and she's so sweet. All her time just can't be beat. My baby's coming home, and that's what's knocking me out. Like sherry wine, my baby's coming home, and that's what's knocking me out.
Sit around and talk about the stars, about the planets Venus and Jupiter and Mars. Astrology ain't in my line, I must be kinda dumb, 'cause I agree with all the other gals that kissing's much more fun. took her to the park to try and change her mind. As we sat down, it was oh so dark, no moon was in the sky. Putting my arms around her, my heart beat like a drum. About an hour later, she asked, who said kissing ain't no fun? Well, I guess I am a lover beyond the faintest doubt. I taught her a little something she never had found out. When I go to her door tonight, into my arms she'll run, 'cause I taught that blue-eyed baby that kissing is fun.
We got together just for fun, with no obligation save maybe the one that if we were gonna stay together, we'd stay together just for fun. I just wanted to be with her. Didn't wanna be a warden nor a prisoner. So if we're gonna stay together, we'll stay together just for fun. 'Cause that's the lay of the land. We got together on beach sand. We got together just for fun. Yeah, yeah. Fun just for the buzz. And I've never learned what commitment was. And we got together just for fun. It seems that girl, well, she had something I needed. And whatever it was, well, I wanted it repeated. 'Cause it was fun, fun, yeah. A blue jean jacket in the sun. We got together just for fun, yeah, yeah. Fun, more like a rocket trip, not so much like a relationship. We got together just for fun, yeah, yeah. It seems that girl, well, she had something out for me. And whatever it was, it had to be fun, fun, yeah. A blue jean jacket in the sun. We got together just for fun, yeah, yeah. Fun, more like holding hands and not so much like future plans. We got together just for fun, oh. We got together just for fun, just for fun. Bye.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I am Belinda. I remain Belinda. And this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. It sure wasn't half an hour. So, if that's how you feel, join the club. Let's see. I should turn around and get that book. You know, the one I ever so lovingly put away just, you know, minutes ago. 'Cause that's how it's working tonight for me here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets, even if you have the walk light or other clear rights of way. Bad drivers are everywhere. Tell me about it. That's why I'm late tonight. Don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. It's a potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford. Hey, that's us! Isn't that nice? We're here to help. Right now, I'm here to help you potentially be entertained this evening. Hopefully, it's working out for you already. with the silliness that has come before and more to come after. We'll be going just a smidge late tonight, so be ready for that. But in the meantime, let's jump back into the silliness right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
My baby now. Wow, man, wow.
Wow, man, wow.
She said, wow, man, wow.
Wow, man, wow.
She said, wow, man, wow. She's my baby now. She said,
wow, man.
She's my baby now. Wow, man, wow.
Wow, man, wow.
She said, wow, man, wow.
Wow, man, wow.
She said, wow, man, wow. She's my baby now.
Aboard the pirate ship Rita B., Captain Wolf Larsen has had a change of heart. and has invited everyone to attend a gala party in the grand saloon of the vessel. And as we join our friends, we hear...
I think we ought to have a party on this here tub.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Captain Larson.
Oh, how exciting. I love a party at sea and lovely dance and everything.
Yeah, it's a long time since we've heard any music or really had a happy time.
Now then, what'll we do for music? Anybody here play an instrument?
I didn't bring my harmonica. Maybe I could find one someplace.
I play violin, but I never take it with me.
I can play the piano a little bit, but I see you don't have one here in the Grand Saloon.
I can play on the linoleum.
You hear that, Captain Larson?
I like a young man with a good sense of humor.
Oh, Calvin's got a good sense of humor, all right.
Play on the linoleum.
Maybe you have some other members of your crew that could be musicians, Captain. Do you know about that?
Well, now, do you have any suggestions?
No, I don't. Calvin, you're a good hummer. You could hum some music. You too, Pop. Well, I don't know whether it'd be dance music or not.
What do you mean, no instruments on board that anybody could play, like a saxophone or a banjo or electric guitar or anything?
It appears that way.
Well, I suppose I could hum.
Give us a sample of how it would sound,
Calvin. Let me just see if I can visualize this. You mean we'll have a dance here on the Rita B in my saloon, and the music will be humming?
That's what we're suggesting, Captain Larson.
Well, let me see what it sound like. Calvin, are you the hummer?
Well, I could hum, yes.
I am, too, but I can't remember a good dance
Listen,
song.
Listen, I don't have any license for music here, so you better hum public domain music.
Oh, that'll make it easier. How about take me out to the ball game for
I
a starter?
I could hum to that, sure. Rope. Dee-dum-dum, dee-doo-doo.
Dee-dum-dum-doo-doo. Here, let's dance, Harry.
All right, I'll lead. How do you like it, Captain Larson?
Not bad at all.
Oh,
how many of these public domain songs can you hum?
Oh, I guess there's quite a few of them.
Oh, I'm thinking offhand. There's like Annie Laurie and...
Old Folks at Home. Old all those Stephen Foster things are PD.
Are they really?
Sure.
Well, wouldn't have any trouble filling up a little, maybe three or four dances.
And a short while later...
Dum-dee-dee-dum. Dum-dee-dum. Dum-dum. Dum-dum-dum. Dum-dum.
Well, how'd you like that,
That means end of the dance when I go dum-dee-dee-dum-dum.
Oh, that was very good.
I didn't know what that was.
Fine!
Sit over here, Mary.
Pretty good humming there. So, sit down here. Enjoy some of the punch that Bigali made up for me.
Oh, very good. We are having such a good time, Captain Larson.
It really is. So exciting.
It's hard to believe that we may see the dry tortugas tomorrow.
So Mary and Harry, Calvin and Pop enjoy a feeling of well-being in the Grand Saloon of the Rita B. In our next episode, there's a hint of what the future holds when we'll hear Mary say...
Stop it, Greg.
That's in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.
Is you, baby, just you, baby, 'cause you're my heart's delight. The first time that you ever kissed me and you squeezed me with all of your might, I knew, baby, that you, baby, would be my heart's delight. And it ain't what you say, it's the way how you say it. You say, love me, baby, and I have to obey it. Your sweet talk puts me at your command, and you rule me with the wave of your hand. That's why the first thing I want is the wave of your hand. That's why the first thing I want in the morning and the last thing I want at night is you, baby, just you, baby, because you're my heart's delight.
And I'd like to invite everyone here to a party tomorrow night.
Really?
You're a wonderful group, and I'd like to invite, seriously, I'd like to invite all of you to the party.
Do you mean you're gonna? I think that's great. You want to invite all these people to a party, but you're gonna have to rent a ballroom or something.
No, I'm not gonna rent a ballroom.
You can't have them at your apartment, Tom. Your apartment's too small.
That's right, but.
Then where are you gonna have the party?
At your house.
Listen, so listen, you're not gonna have any party at my house. If it's going to be a party at my house, it's going to be my party.
No,
listen, I put on new drapes and new carpets. And I got an antique table. I got a lot of
things
that
Tommy,
you can't have a party at my house.
Don't worry about it.
Well, why shouldn't I worry about it?
You're not invited.
Thank you.
Somebody slipped me a double. And was I feeling fine? I got loose. I got loose. I got loose. And was I feeling fine? Shouting, the boys were having a ball. The next thing I remember, I was loaded with alcohol. I got loose. I got loose. I got loose. And was I feeling fine? So let me tell you something. When you're out for a ball, remember to stick to soda and don't mess with alcohol. I got loose. I got loose. I got loose. Was I feeling fine?
That story, Men Against the Sea. That's a true story. It's a pocketbook I read. Devil's Island is another pocketbook. It's an unfictitious story. I read it. I read the Mutiny on the Bounty trilogy. That's non-fictitious. I read about John Dillinger, the criminal. He had a mustache. I saw it in his picture. His mustache was the color white or gray. I read Frank Buck's Bring 'Em Back Alive. I took it out of the library, I read it, and then I returned it. Frank Buck, I read the whole thing. You know what he brought back? Elephants, monkeys, giraffes, and zebras. I know he brought back elephants and monkeys, and I think zebras and giraffes as well. The monkeys got wet, if I remember right. I would say that the monkeys were on the deck and got wet from salt water or from the water from the guy who was swabbing the decks.
Chin. But when you start to love me, Daddy, get to loving, but don't you tickle. You hear?
Responsibility only to oneself. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. The new Declaration of Independence for the teenager around the world. Then when it starts to fade, the old world returns to what it was. Come over to a similar apartment in the village. Smoke a joint, burn a little grass. Pot party, roach party, mainliner, skin popping, shoot some crystal. The language of the narcotic and marijuana user. The language of a large and ever-increasing number of teenagers. Starting in high school on Benzedrine and Dexedrine pep pills, it is not long before many soon graduate to marijuana, the teething biscuits to a whole generation of adolescent psyches. And if marijuana is the appetizer, the advent of the space-age technology has provided the main course. Lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD, the crazy acid. To use it is to take a trip in the world of mystique, religion, and self-knowledge. For others, it is a trip to the emergency ward of the nearest psychiatric hospital. For some, it accentuates the beat. For some, it quickens sexual desire. For some, it is the release of sexual inhibitions. But whatever it is, teenagers are going for it. A drug that can be made in the kitchen sink is hard to stop. And may be the forerunner of a new drug society out of some science fiction writer's imagination. Will drugs pave the road to destruction for the now generation?
had $1 million, never spent a cent. I never bought a doggone thing, never paid the rent. Strange people give me money, and they've done it all my life. The other day I met a guy who offered me his wife, but I don't ask questions. I just have fun. Don't ask questions. I just have fun.
At the local dance was passing by the door, a large effect would I come on the floor. About the band my voice was heard, quite suddenly it had occurred to me, I'm bored, with everything I touch and see, I'm bored, with exposés of LSD, I'm bored, with Frank Sinatra's new LP and so I roared, I'm bored. Drinking different colored wines or beer,
chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug,
just quite frankly leaves me bored to
tears for souvenirs.
And quite apart from what one hears, I've been like this for years and years, you see. On me,
I'm bored.
With Mother Nature or her son,
I'm bored.
With everything that should be done. And so,
I'm bored.
I just poke out my big red tongue and I'm bored.
I'm tired of art.
Drawing bored.
Sex is a drag.
In a boarding house, I dare say.
Australian for me.
You mean airborne originals, damn troll?
I'm bored to death.
Like mortar bored.
Can afford by Cyril Ball.
I hate each Julie Andrews film they've made. I'm just a nasty, narrow-minded Jay. Don't think that I will smile at it. I'm not a weak-willed hypocrite, I'll say. I'm bored. I'm bored.
I'm bored, I'm bored.
With withered men and spotted ties who hum. Toss and tune like Edelweiss. I'm bored.
I'm bored, I'm bored.
But when I hear it in a trice, I shout, I'm bored.
The only thing that ever interests me is me.